All right, this is Casey Ferguson from the Casey Ferguson Show on Invading Island Radio 92.1 FM. Taking over the airwaves with me this time is Danny Angham, lead vocalist of the band Cult Kingdom. Danny recently had a show scheduled in her hometown of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, so I thought I'd start there. This is what she had to say.
I have never gone home to Stevens Point, Wisconsin to play a show in my entire musical career, so kind of a homecoming. The family's going to come out. It's going to be really exciting. Every time I go back and visit that town, I mean, it's a smaller sized town in central Wisconsin, and I haven't lived there for, I don't know, the last 13 years. I live in Minneapolis now, but every time I go back, I'm like, they built a Starbucks?
Oh, of course they did.
Something moved somewhere else, and they built a new building here and knocked down another building there. But just playing a show and going back to that, of course, lots of people will come out to shows in, you know, Milwaukee if we're down there, or Madison or Eau Claire. But this is the first time that I'm going to be back in that actual town, so it's really exciting for me to have people just be there. Also, I'm kind of excited that, I don't know, probably sounds selfish, but I'm excited to have the guys see the town I grew up in. The guys in the band, that is.
Sure. Well, I would imagine it would be cool for your family, too, right? Just be like, that's my girl!
Well, sure. And they're actually, my family's enormously supportive of everything. They've come out to a whole bunch of shows. My grandmother, who is the most adorable, fabulous woman alive, she came out to Summerfest last summer, and she even wore, like, a blue hairpiece extension in her hair for the band and everything.
What a sweetheart.
I know. I thought that was pretty awesome. She was standing up, rocking out the whole time.
That's awesome. Well, now, speaking of Wisconsin, it looks like you guys are going to be playing their Rock Fest again this year. So who are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, Slipknot. That'd be great. I mean, they were at Northern Invasion last year when we played. So it was pretty outstanding to say that we were playing a festival with Slipknot. It's pretty fabulous. Manson's going to be awesome. I'm completely excited about that. And then there's also some bands that are smaller national bands that we're really excited to be there with. Screaming for Silence. They're out of, I think, Omaha. They're amazing guys, great musicians. They won the NIRMA Award this year, so we're excited to hang out with them.
Yeah, that'll be killer.
Yeah.
Can I come?
No, you filthy animal.
Now, originally, Cold Kingdom was just going to be a demo project, right?
Originally, I don't know what their plans were beyond having me come in, but originally it was just our producer having us come in. I had done some radio commercials and voiceovers and things like that with him for a while, and they wanted this chick to come in and sing over some tracks and see how it worked out for Evan, Cold Kingdom's guitar player, just to work out some songs, demo them out. And I came in and sang, and it fit, you know, it felt really, really good. They were impressed with it, and we knew after just a short period of time that this was going to be something that we were going to take on the road and try and make a living out of, you know?
Well, I'm glad you guys decided to do so, because I really love the record.
Thank you so much. We worked hard on it.
Guess you guys are probably already started the next one, correct?
Yes, we have, and we couldn't be more excited to share this with everybody. It's a little difficult to hold back sharing the stuff that we currently have demoed. It's heavy, and it's gritty, and it's been more collaborative this time around, which really helps all of us completely be 100% behind it, but it really means so much more to us.
Oh, I can understand that. Well, make sure I get a copy so I can give it a spin on the Casey Ferguson Show.
Hell yeah, we'll send one over to you.
Right on! Now, Danny, something that I thought was really cool is that the band gave a shout out to their significant others on your Facebook just a little while ago. You know, I don't think most people realize, you know, the level of commitment it takes to be with a musician. That's really cool of you to do.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's cool of them for sticking by us the entire time. Like you said, it is enormously difficult to date a musician.
Yeah, ask any of my exes.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably more at work than just the musician thing there.
Nothing like being the object of scorn and derision on public radio.
But there's so much connected to it, you know? And
yes.
Not only is it so difficult on a relationship and starting a relationship, but I don't know what we would do without having those people back at home to give us that level of support. And every single one of our band wives, we call them the band wives, even though my poor boyfriend, Kevin, bumped into that. But I don't know what we would do without those guys back at home, and they're all amazingly supportive, and you would assume that there would be some amount of jealousy or something that goes along with that. And really, every single one of those band wives is behind us 110%. But I've been in relationships before where it wasn't supported, and it was hell on earth, you know? The jealousy involved and the time involved in a band, and not only when you're on the road, but I took a vacation once where we were in St. Martin, and I spent the entire time listening to demos and mastered mixes and making sure everything was right. It was right before the record came out, and that was my time. I was listening to music, I was Skyping the band, I was staying in contact with the producer, and the entire vacation was but it had to be done, and stuff like that comes up all the time. All of us will be, you know, sitting at home and trying to have a romantic dinner, but all of us are on our phones constantly in band chat discussing the next merchandise order that's going out or the next demo track that's laid down, or somebody has an idea or thought about this venue, what have you. I mean, name it, and it gets discussed 100 times a day.
Well, it takes a lot of sacrifice, and, you know, that was one thing. I had this band together not too long ago, and I remember calling a meeting because, you know, some things were starting to go sideways, and I wanted to try to keep us from capsizing, and so I called a meeting, and I invited, you know, the girlfriends, and I had my bandmates go, what are you inviting them for? It doesn't have anything to do with them. I'm like, if that's what you think...
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Think, McFly. Think.
This is not just a commitment on your part. Like, they're going to be sacrificing a lot, too.
Exactly. And once again, I'll say it again, that's why our band lives are so fantastic, because they know that. And I'm not saying that this is ever like roses and daisies and everything's always very happy, and they say, oh, you're going to leave for 2 weeks on end and not talk to me the entire time. Like, there's some amount of conflict, of course, but it's never to the level where it's ever affected any of the band life, and it's never to a level where it's ever affected any of that band's family. And if it ever has, I think I'm the only one who's ever had a relationship try and affect the band. The relationship was over.
I think it kind of has to be that way. You know, you can't play both sides of the field, right?
Well, sure. And this is family. We refer to that a lot. Yes, it is a business, of course, but it's a family. I mean, you can't choose who these people are. Granted, of course, we audition them and everything, but this is, at the point, you've made the commitment of band's family. You know, 4 other guys that I spend nearly all of my time with. If a conflict arises, well, too bad. It better get fixed, because they're not going anywhere. A relationship gets in the way. Too bad. These guys aren't going anywhere. We've got to make that work, because we've made the large emotional and relationship commitment to each other that takes priority over a lot of stuff.
Well, it's not just an occupation, it's a calling, right?
Well, yeah, it's what we've all wanted to do our entire life, so it's important to us on so many levels, beyond just a career point. It's our passion.
Absolutely. Well, and I've always said that, you know, anyone that I was going to be with would have to understand that, and usually what happens is they do for a little while, and then not so much after that.
We've found the lucky ones.
Absolutely. So shout out to the band wives. All right.
All right.